a huge notice board of photographs and newspaper articles, one headline standing out: Bill Skins Fifth. The photographs are mainly of girls' bodies with patches of raw red flesh where skin has been cut off. A whole arm, breasts, a back.
Starlight. Clarice Ann. Good morning.
Morning, Mr. Crawford.
Sorry to pull you off the course at such short notice. Your instructors tell me you're doing well. Top quarter of your class.
I hope so. They haven't posted any grades yet.
A job's come up, and I thought about you. Not a job, really. More of an interesting errand. Sit down.
Yes, sir.
I remember you from my seminar at UVA. You grilled me pretty hard, as I recall, on the Bureau of Civil Rights record in the Hoover years. I gave you an A.
A minus, sir.
Let's see. Double major, psych and criminology, graduated magna, summer internships at the Reisinger Clinic. It says here, when you graduate, you want to come to work for me in behavioral science.
Yes, very much, sir. Very much.
We're interviewing all the serial killers now in custody for a psychobehavioral profile. Could be a real help in unsolved cases. Most of them have been happy to talk to us. You spook easily, Starling?
Not yet, sir.
See, the one we want most refuses to cooperate. I want you to go after him again today in the asylum.
Who's the subject?
The psychiatrist, Hannibal Lecter.
Hannibal the cannibal.
I don't expect him to talk to you. But I have to be able to say we tried. So if he won't cooperate, I want just straight reporting. How's he look? How's his cell look? Is he sketching, drawing? If he is, what's he sketching? Here's a dossier on Lecter. Copy of our questionnaire and a special ID for you. Have your memo on my desk by 0800 Wednesday.
Okay. Excuse me, sir, but why the urgency? Lecter's been in prison for so many years now. Is there some connection between him and Buffalo Bill, maybe?
I wish there were. I want your full attention, Starling.
Yes, sir.
Be very careful with Hannibal Lecter. Dr. Chilton at the asylum will go over all the physical procedures used with him. Do not deviate from them for any reason whatsoever. And you're to tell him nothing personal, Starling. Believe me, you don't want Hannibal Lecter inside your head. Just do your job, but never forget what he is.
And what is that?
Oh, he's a monster. Pure psychopath. So rare to capture one alive. From a research point of view, Lecter is our most prized asset.
Oh.
You know, we get a lot of detectives here, but I must say I can't ever remember one as attractive. Will you be in Baltimore overnight? Because this can be quite a fun town if you have the right guide.
Well, I'm sure this is a great town, Dr. Chilton, but my instructions are to talk to Dr. Lecter and report back this afternoon.
I see. Well, let's make this quick, then. We've tried to study him, of course, but he's much too sophisticated for the standard tests. Oh, my, does he hate us? Thinks I'm his nemesis. Crawford's very clever, isn't he, using you?
What do you mean, sir?
Pretty young woman to turn him on. I don't believe Lecter's even seen a woman in 8 years. And oh, are you ever his taste, so to speak?
I graduated from UVA, doctor. It is not a charm school.
Good, then you should be able to remember the rules. Do not touch the glass. Do not approach the glass. You pass him nothing but soft paper. No pencils or pens. No staples or paper clips in his paper. He's the sliding fruit carrier. No exceptions. If he attempts to pass you anything, do not accept it. Do you understand me?
Yes, I understand, sir.
I'm going to show you why we insist on such precautions. On the afternoon of July 8, 1981, he complained of chest pains and was taken to the dispensary. His mouthpiece and restraints were removed for an EKG. When the nurse leaned over him, he did this to her.
Dr. Chilton shows her a photograph.
He's managed to reset her jaw, more or less, save one of her eyes. His pulse never got above 85, even when he ate her tongue. I keep him in here.
Dr. Chilton. If Lecter feels that you're his enemy, then, well, maybe we'll have more luck if I go in by myself. What do you think?
You might have suggested this in my office and saved me the time.
Yes, sir. Then I would have missed the pleasure of your company, sir.
When she's finished, bring her out.